Title of my presentation today is The Effects of Defoliation Timing and Ethophon Rate on Harvest Date, Lint Yield, and Fiber Quality of Cotton. But to begin with, most cotton is usually defoliated when 60% of the bolls are open. However, it is thought that a crop with compact fruiting, where the fruit are set over a few nodes or a shorter period of time, may be defoliated earlier than 60% open bolls without sacrificing yields. On the other hand, the crop with extended fruiting characteristics, where the fruit are set over several nodes or a longer period of time, may require delaying defoliation beyond 60% open bolls in order for optimal yields to be achieved. Now, some previous research conducted by these authors has suggested that this is plausible, that defoliation timing can be adjusted for fruiting characteristics. And some of our preliminary data has suggested this as well. However, we did find that defoliation timing could affect harvest timing as well. In a series of experiments, we found that lint yield steadily increased as we delayed defoliation, but only if cotton was harvested early, or about 2 weeks after defoliation. However, if cotton was harvested late, or at about 4 weeks after defoliation, we found that lint yield steadily decreased as we delayed defoliation. The most interesting effect, I think, and probably the most important in terms of this presentation, is found in this circle. As you can see, we found that cotton can be defoliated prior to 60% open bolls, but optimal yields were only achieved when we delayed harvest from 2 to 4 weeks after defoliation. In these same set of experiments, we found that delaying harvest could help reduce micronaire values, and this could be an important management tactic in environments or in cultivars that tend to result in high micronaire lint. So why shouldn't growers just aim for a later harvest? Well, there are several reasons, and one of those is regrowth or complications with regrowth. In years such as this past year in the Southeast, we were very dry early in during the growing season, and this resulted in a poor boll load, and many growers experienced significant problems with regrowth during the harvest period. And this can be compounded by excessive residual nitrogen rates due to the lack of rainfall and warm temperatures and adequate moisture during the harvest period. This can be a huge problem because the lint, you may experience some discounts in lint quality as far as color grades and increased trash content. Another problem with delaying harvest is weathering effects. As you can see here, this cotton has been exposed to the elements for a prolonged period of time following defoliation, and much of the lint has fallen to the ground and has probably undergone some quality reductions as well. In this same series of experiments, we found that in some years, delaying harvest can reduce fiber strength, and this is probably due to the effects of weathering and rainfall and wind. So for this experiment, our objectives were to determine if increasing ethophon rate can promote an earlier harvest if cotton is defoliated earlier than 60% open, and also to determine if ethophon rate or harvest date has any effect on defoliation efficacy and fiber quality. In 2006 and 2007, experiments were conducted at Upper Coastal Plains Research Station near Rocky Mount, North Carolina. We used Delta Pine 454 as our variety, which was planted in a 38-inch row configuration, planted on May 3rd and May 14th in each year. Two fruiting patterns were used in this experiment. Those were compact fruiting cotton, which was achieved by applying Mepaquat chloride according to the modified early bloom strategy, and extended fruiting cotton, which received no Mepaquat treatment. We used the standard defoliation treatment of 0.38 pounds of active per acre of tribufos and 0.1 pounds active per acre of thiodazuron. Now, these chemistries were applied in mixtures with one of the following ethophon rates, which were none, 1.5 pounds active per acre, which is equivalent to 32 ounces of a product containing 6 pounds active per gallon, and lastly, 3 pounds active per acre, which is equivalent to 64 ounces of a product containing 6 pounds active per gallon. Two defoliation timings were included in this experiment, which were an early defoliation targeted at 40% open bolls and a late defoliation targeted about 80% open bowls. Now, the exact defoliation time as a percent open can be seen in this table here to the right. Two harvest timings were also included, which were an early harvest targeted at 14 days after defoliation, and a late harvest, which was targeted at 28 days after defoliation. All Mepaquat and defoliation treatments were applied with a CO2-propelled backpack sprayer calibrated to deliver 15 gallons per acre. We used a split-block, split-plot design containing four replications, and all data were subjected to analysis of variance, and means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at P of less than or equal to 0.05. Most of the data I'm going to present are combined over years. However, some data are presented by year. For the results, there was a harvest timing by epiphon rate interaction for lint yield over both years. Both epiphon rates increased lint yield compared to when no epiphon was used, but only when cotton was harvested early. If cotton was harvested late, epiphon rate had no effect on lint yield. There was an epiphon rate by fruiting pattern interaction for lint yield in both years. Both epiphon rates increased lint yield compared to when no epiphon was used for compact fruiting cotton. However, for extended fruiting cotton, epiphon rate had no impact on lint yield. The compact fruiting pattern of cotton yielded higher than the extended fruiting pattern of cotton, but only when 64 ounces or the high rate of epiphon was used during defoliation. You can see when the standard rate or when no epiphon was used, there was no difference in lint yield between the compact and extended fruiting patterns. There was a harvest timing by epiphon rate by fruiting pattern interaction for lint yield in both years. For compact fruiting cotton, both epiphon rates resulted in increased yield compared to when no epiphon was used if cotton was harvested earlier. Now, if cotton was harvested late or at 28 days beyond defoliation, only the high rate or 64 ounces of epiphon increased lint yield compared to when no epiphon was used. As you can see, for compact fruiting cotton again, lint yields increased as harvest date was delayed, but only when no epiphon was used. When we applied either rate of epiphon, harvest date had no effect on lint yield for compact fruiting cotton. For extended fruiting habits of cotton, epiphon rate had no effect on lint yield for cotton harvested early. However, if harvest was conducted at 28 days beyond defoliation, the high rate resulted in decreased yield compared to when no epiphon was used. There was a defoliation timing by epiphon rate interaction from Micronair only in 2007. Both rates of epiphon reduced Micronair values compared to when no epiphon was used if cotton was defoliated early or at about 40% open bowls. If defoliation was delayed, then the epiphon rate had no effect on Micronair value. Micronair values decreased as defoliation was delayed only when no epiphon was used during defoliation. When either rate of epiphon was used, the foliation timing had no effect on Micronair. This has also only occurred in 2007 as well. Also in 2007, percent defoliation at 7 days after treatment steadily increased as epiphon rate increased. However, at 14 days after treatment, only the high rate of epiphon improved defoliation. Now, we did find some differences in the fruiting, at the different fruiting patterns due to Mepaquat treatment in both years. As you can see, the application of Mepaquat reduced plant height to node ratio, the number of sympodia, but increased the node of first sympodia and sympodial retention. However, the Mepaquat had very little effect on bowl distribution throughout the plant, and the only significant effect occurred in 2006. And as you can see, Mepaquat treatment increased the number of bowls on nodes 4 through 7 and had no effect on bowl numbers in any other node zone of the plant. So there are several conclusions that can be drawn from this experiment, those being that epiphon can promote an earlier harvest, although high rates may not be necessary. Epiphon may enhance yield for compact crops more so than for extended fruiting crops, especially when higher rates are used. If harvest is delayed, higher ethanol rates may increase yields for compact fruiting crops. However, they may also decrease yields for extended fruiting patterns. Normal ethanol rates may decrease micronaire values if cotton is defoliated early or at about 40% open bolls. However, if defoliation is delayed beyond the standard 60% open bolls, ethanol may have no effect on micronaire. Lastly, higher rates of ethanol may slightly improve defoliation efficacy. Some ideas for future experiments would be to conduct a similar experiment to this one in environments more conducive to respond to Mepaquat treatment. In other words, environments that have high moisture or high nitrogen status. Another idea would be conduct a similar experiment where cooler temperatures prevail during the fall, especially during the defoliation and harvest period, therefore possibly resulting in some different interactions with ethanol rate. These are some of the sources I used throughout this presentation, and I would like to acknowledge the following people for their contributions to this experiment. Dr. Keith Edmiston is our extension specialist and our project leader at NC State. I would like to thank James Lanier, Gary Hamm, Andrew Hunt, Ranjit Riar, and Matt Schmidt for their help with the field work associated with this experiment. Dr. Consuela Arellano for her statistical support. And lastly, I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated and the North Carolina Cotton Producers Association for their financial support. Thank you for your attention. That will conclude my remarks, and I'll be happy to entertain any questions that you may have.
I have time for questions.
Thank you.